Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Let's get the latest from Green Bay from Mike Clemens, brought to you by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Watch the Green Bay games at Jim Dandy's with $2 domestic taps, $3 rails, and $4 imports, plus free food at halftime. JimDandy'sGrill.com.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios here on AM 1250, The Fan, 1250 AM, The Fan, however you want to say it. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is our embedded green and gold reporter, Michael Clemens. Michael, I heard you talking earlier about the Charles Woodson interview earlier today on the Bart Winkler show that you can hear weekday mornings from 6 to 10 here on The Fan. Your thoughts on what Charles had to say yesterday?
Well, he just brings up a good point, and it reminds us that Brian Gutekunst is, you know, a little more Ted Thompson than he is Ron Wolf. That's the guy that really trained him, and he's going to be conservative with those certain moves. And you hear the same frustration in Charles' voice that you heard in Brett Favre's voice from time to time. Aaron Rodgers doesn't seem to go there, but there was a couple times that there was a guy on the, a guy that we could have gotten. And I also told Bart the story about you and I. We're at Combine. We get back. ESPN just breaks in with breaking news, and they said, the Bills just traded up to 16 in the draft. And you went like this. You went, oh, man, there goes Marshawn Lynch. I'm like, how did you do that? But you knew that the Bills had gotten past the Packers that year, the first round of the draft, and sure enough, the Buffalo Bills took Marshawn Lynch off the board. And so the Packers had to move on to with some other players. So, the irony is Woodson's one of the best free agent deals that Ted Thompson ever made. And it's only because Woodson wanted to go to Jacksonville because he thought they had a tremendous defensive line, and that was a place where he could finish out his career. But his agent told me there's only one team that's really interested in you. Who's that? The Green Bay Packers. Well, he ends up going to Green Bay and getting a Super Bowl ring out of the deal.
You know, Mike, when you are looking at the Green Bay Packers right now, and I think there's more so than any other time, I feel there's a lot of angst as far as the Packers picking up someone or doing a move. Do you sense that up there with those guys, that they're actually really looking to do something, or is it just the same old, same old?
Oh, what kind of question is that?
I think Devontae was trying to come close to say, I'll welcome anybody that walks in that door that, to help out the team.
He did.
I mean, really. He played it down the middle, but it's like, you mean if I walk in the locker room next Wednesday and there's standing J.J. Watt and Will Fuller for some mega deal? Yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl. I mean, that just excites the team and it addresses a couple of immediate needs on the team. But I also know that, you know, this team has made some bad deals, you know, like Martellus Bennett, when they brought him in, that guy just did not fit with the team. There's guys, you know something? Here's a quick story. You guys remember Jeff
Saturday?
I'll give
it to him. Yeah.
Okay.
That didn't work out.
I saw him broadcasting on the four letter the other night, and I hadn't seen him in a while. But, you know, all those years that he was, you know, snapping footballs for, it was first Patriots and then for Peyton, right? Or the other way around?
Yeah, Manning was where he was a majority of his career.
Okay?
Yep. Yeah. Yelling and screaming back and forth at each other.
I don't know if that's the year where Scott Wells went left in free agency, but they decided, hey, let's get a veteran at center, and we can get Saturday for a year or two until we figure out we're going to do it at the center position. And he eventually got benched about halfway through the season, basically because Aaron Rodgers was tired of his BS and not playing ball Aaron Rodgers' way, and they gave the job to Evan Dietrich Smith. That guy was the biggest phony I've ever been around.
I'm telling you, Mike.
Don't be making news.
He would be standing there. You talk about stealing money.
He had been a
great pro all those years with the Colts and gotten to the Super Bowl. And here he comes.
Right.
And I'm telling you, the guy came to phone it in. He would come and he would talk to the media, and he would be as articulate as could be and explaining and breaking down the X's and the O's. And then the herd would break up, and there, one of the guys that was on the PR staff was a kind of a friend of mine, and I needed to talk to him. And the guy said, just a second, I got to talk to Jeff. And he went to Jeff about, now we need you to do this and do this. And he just put up a big fight. I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. No, I got to go. He walked out the door. I saw this guy do that two or three different times. And, you know, he was just there to pick up one more, maybe 2 years' worth of checks. But Rodgers, you know, wasn't going to put up with that because you know how Rodgers wants to play with all his checks and signals and stuff like that. And the guy ended up just sitting there taking up a seat on the bench for the rest of the year. So the Packers have experiences with guys like that, and that's why they are very careful as to who they bring in personality-wise, whether or not it's going to work out. And because they've had good character, hungry, undrafted guys are much more valuable to them than the other.
Mike, how do they view this this Minnesota team? I know LaFleur said they got a great team. Rodgers said they got a great system, defense. Is that just for his players to not to lose focus? Because the reality is they're 1-5. They play some tough games, but their defense is just not very good. I mean, that's just a fact of it. Danielle Hunter had neck surgery. They traded Yannick. I mean, do you think they're trying to tell themselves, don't look past this team until next Thursday when they play San Francisco?
Right. I'm sure that's the thing. And, you know, what Matt LaFleur is going to drill into these guys is, let's put up the Titans tape. They lost to the Titans, great football team in the NFL this year, by 1 point. Let's put up the Seahawks tape. They lost to Russell Wilson and those Cats by 1 point. So that's the team that you need to prepare for. And, you know, yeah, you know, they're banged up. Three of their best were starting corners, and they're coming back from their bye, did not participate or had limited participation yesterday. And Dalvin Cook was limited yesterday. He's come back from a groin, but this is after their bye. So I don't know what happened to them this afternoon. But, they're a banged-up football team, and they're coming to Lambeau Field where the wind could be 40 miles an hour Sunday afternoon.
Michael, thanks so much for coming on. I know you have to run to do your Zoom pressers with the assistant coaches now.
We got time.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to do Mason Crosby real quick. If he can't kick, what'd they do, Mike?
What, Nick Vogel? I mean, is that one? And yeah, that Sam Ficken kid that they had in last year in 2019, he's kicking for the Jets. He's kicking for the Jets now. So, but they've been bringing kickers in all the time. Can I play one clip, or you guys?
Yeah, no, I've got it. You said on the end, so go ahead.
All right.
Oh, play it, please.
Defensive line, Tyler Lancaster has been injured, right? And Montrevious, he seems to be making improvements, but they need one more guy, and they wanted to bring in some experience. They bring in this 31-year-old Billy Winn. All right, he was with Patton and Christian Kirksey in Cleveland.
Yep.
1 year with the Colts and 2-3 years with the Broncos. He lives like down the street from Kenny Clark's mom's house. It's another one of these players that when they bring this guy in, you start finding out, this coach knew him. This player knew him. There's the connections between this regime under LaFleur and all those coaches and these players that have come from all over the league than what I was before under Mike and Ted. It's amazing to me. So listen to what this guy is doing. Oh, by the way, this Billy Winn, his wife is dealing with lupus right now in the middle of a pandemic.
Goodness. Oh, man.
This guy, listen to what this guy, the injuries that he's had, and he thought he'd never be able to get back in the NFL again. He's back in Green Bay at age 31. This is this dude's story. We just talked to him about 10 minutes ago.
Just from the job standpoint, you know, I'd put some feelers out there. You know, I'd started to look into at UCLA to see what, you know, they had available. University of California, Riverside, I know they had an assistant athletic director job that had opened up. So I was kind of starting to look into that a little bit. I was a communications degree major. but I was kind of wanting to stick with sports, but I didn't want to coach. So I was going to try to put that degree to use and, you know, go that route. And then from the horrible year standpoint from football, you know, it was 2016. I had the back issues all year, had the epidurals, you know, played the season, had the surgery, done with that. 17, you know, that was really the really bad year for me. That was my ACL, MCL, meniscus. And all these injuries all happened in preseason. So, you know, it's preseason's, it's always tough just because you try, you know, you work so hard and, you know, these things just kind of creep up on you. And they, I mean, it's, this is the only occupation where you have a 100%, you know, injury rate. Like at some point in your career, you're going to get hurt. And for me, you know, it was, you know, three consecutive years. So, you know, we battled back from that. 18, I was a free agent all year. So, you know, that kind of messed with me mentally. Again, you know, I got to the point where it's like, okay, where's that fine line of what's next for me? You know, so I kept going, kept grinding, you know, 19 comes around, tricep, Hall of Fame game, you know, with Denver. You know, and so it's just always been a constant battle, you know, always battling demons and stuff like that. But I always reflect back on just my perseverance and my, you know, dealing with adversity. You know, everyone's going to deal with it. It's how you go about it and how you, you know, overcome those things that really define who you are as a character.
That's kind of funny, Billy. 2020 was sort of your year then, with no preseason. Worked out.
Yeah, it was perfect. I couldn't have asked for a better situation to walk into. Just being familiar with Pettine and Christian and all these guys, you know, and working with Dean and how down to earth he is, and Kenny. You know, quite a bit about Kenny. I lived down the street from his mom in Rancho Cucamonga. I'm pretty familiar with Kenny. Yeah, I mean, it was a great situation. You know, didn't have a training camp, didn't have OTAs, didn't have to worry about injuries. You know, I came in, I get to just work, grind, repeat.
There you go. Billy Winn, Packers defensive lineman. Good stuff, Michael. You know, Thank you so much.
A lot of setbacks, adversity for this guy, but – you know, man, are you not pulling for Billy Winn after that?
No doubt. Yeah, have to be. Michael, thank you so much. Go enjoy your assistant coach chat. I'm sure Mike Pettine will be entertaining as always.
Thank you, Big Show.
There he is. All Michael right, Clemens on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious, breathe. And let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Coming up next, fantasy football with our guy Ian Harditz of Pro Football Focus. Dial it up now, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us as well at 1250 AM. The Fan, use the hashtag BigFantasy, hashtag BigFantasy. Back in 2 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.